Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's a program featuring lots of different kinds of musical fantasias. That's coming your way on the Interlaken Collection, music from the Archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Musical fantasias can have lots of different forms and styles. Sometimes they're free form and sound like an improvisation. Other times they're based on existing music. And still other fantasias are dreamlike, creating a literal musical fantasy. That's the case with the first piece on today's program by the Italian-American composer Vittorio Giannini. David Goza, a conductor at the University of Arkansas, has described Giannini's Fantasia for Band as both dreamlike and nightmarish. The piece starts with several themes that definitely have an ominous sound. The music then shifts between these nightmare-like sounds and more friendly-sounding dreams. Here's a performance from August of 1964, just a year after the piece was first published. Interlaken's High School Symphonic Band, performing the Fantasia for Band by Vittorio Giannini and conducted by Butler Idol.
Thank you.
Vittorio Giannini's Fantasia for Band, performed by the High School Symphonic Band in August of 1964, and conducted by Butler Idol. You're listening to the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. You can stream this and all our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlochen Public Radio mobile app. Composer Jean Sibelius helped promote a national style for his native Finland. We're about to hear the third and fourth movements of his Symphony No. 1. And the final movement of this first symphony is in the style of a fantasia. And you'll know we've gotten to that fourth movement because Sibelius begins it with all of the strings playing a melody in unison. It then spins off into a free-form fantasia for the rest of the movement. Here is the World Youth Symphony Orchestra to perform the third and fourth movements of the Symphony No. 1 by Jean Sibelius. This is a performance from August 20th, 1972, under the direction of George C. Wilson.
Thank you. Symphony No. 1 in E minor, Opus 39, by Jean Sibelius. George C. Wilson conducted the high school age musicians of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra.
And yes, that was Interlaken Public Radio's Ed Catton announcing that radio broadcast performance from August 1972 by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by George C. Wilson. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. So far in this episode, we've heard a Fantasia by Vittorio Giannini that had a dreamlike quality, and a Fantasia by Jean Sibelius that had a free form. Next, we'll hear a Fantasia that's based on an existing melody. The 16th century composer Thomas Tallis wrote music for British monarchs. 4 centuries later, Rafe Vaughan Williams used one of Tallis's tunes, Wy Fwmth yn Ffait, as a theme that he based an entire Fantasia on. Here is the Fantasia on a theme of Thomas Tallis by Rafe Vaughan Williams, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra. David Holland conducts this performance from the 2000-2001 Academy year. Thank you. The Fantasia on a Theme of Thomas Tallis by Reef Vaughn Williams. David Holland conducted Interlaken Arts Academy's String Orchestra in that performance from the 2000-2001 Academy year. David Holland, in addition to leading the Academy String Orchestra for many years, also taught viola at Interlaken. For a photo of him giving a masterclass in 2018, check out classicalipr.org. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're listening to musical Fantasias. Like Reef Vaughn Williams, James Barnes based a fantasia, the one we're about to hear, on an existing piece of music. The Fantasy Variations for Band by James Barnes are based on Niccolo Paganini's Caprice in A minor for solo violin. Barnes definitely isn't the first composer to write a piece based on this Paganini caprice. Brahms and Rachmaninoff did it as well. But not many composers have written music for band based on it. Barnes features every instrument or section of the wind band in each variation of this fantasy. Colonel John Bourgeois commissioned the piece for the United States Marine Band, and they premiered it in 1988. Here's the Interlaken Arts Academy Band just 1 year later, in May of 1989, performing the fantasy on a theme of Paganini by James Barnes. Richard Sudendorf conducts.
Thank you.
the Fantasy Variations on a Theme of Niccolo Paganini by James Barnes. Richard Sundorf conducted the Interlaken Arts Academy Band in that performance from May of 1989. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this episode on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.